Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Orioles trying to win this game, which would at least ensure a series split. Trevor Rogers, we'll get back to that one. But Jim Hunter will be joining us as well, and probably get to the Funhouse at 12:45 because we're up against it here going into the noon hour. But Nolan McGraw, what is going on? How you feeling? How's your woman crush Wednesday?
It's going well. Feeling good. As far as the Orioles,
yes.
Earlier in the show, a lot of talk about Coby Mayo, Heston Kjerstad. We've been talking about him a lot this entire season. Get him more play time. Starting to lose a little faith, or a little patience maybe would be the better word, with Heston Kjerstad here. If I could try to defend Heston Kjerstad, although I will say it's an uphill battle right now with the way he's been playing. His first 31 games, which is what Coby Mayo's played here. Little stat comparison. Mayo's first 31 games. 0 homers, 2 RBIs, 36 strikeouts, 9 walks. Kjerstad's first 31 games. 5 homers, 15 RBIs, 26 strikeouts, 8 walks. Way more productive right from the jump. I could argue that he deserved more playing time when he first came up in 2023. Roster crunch, crowded outfield, all that stuff, it worked against him. But even still, he was always reduced to, oh, you get a pinch hitting opportunity here, maybe one start a week, then he'd be lucky to get that. And if he produced, there was no follow-up. Hey, right back to the bench for another 3-4 days in a row. I mean, it wasn't long ago when we were screaming, play Heston Kjerstad more. Now, to be fair, he's actually had more of a real opportunity this year because of injuries to others, not making the most of it. Last year, though, right around that 31-game mark, batting 300 on the season, producing. Couple days later, what happens? Gets hit upside the head by the Yankees. Can't control that, just like he couldn't control the myocarditis, which maybe cost him an opportunity to debut. Heck, even 2 years sooner, at least 1 year, and that's being generous. So I would say the jury is still out on Kjerstad.
Okay.
It doesn't help that he's 26, right? And Dylan Carlson's also 26. You know, you start getting into comparisons and everything. But it's just way too soon. Just like it's way too soon to say anything about Coby Mayo. But because he strings a couple good series together, all of a sudden he's the new hero and he's got to play every day.
I'm just saying. With Heston Kjerstad, and I said it last week, if Heston Kjerstad played outfield like Dylan Carlson, he'd still be on the team.
Yep.
So if you're Scuffle City at the plate, which he was, and you're a liability defensively, you're not helping the cause right now.
Mm-hmm.
And the Orioles basically explained that to him. Go down and get he was 0 for 5 with 4 Ks last night for Norfolk. He's in 100. So right now, as Ryan Ripken would say, he's domed up. Got to get out of it. Coby Mayo, all right, he's probably like clutching the bat, sitting, you know, tapping his cleats. I want to get in there. So, like we talked about earlier, and me and Jeremy were talking in the turnover here, Joe's, and get him some swings. I know Taj Bradley's pitching, but, you know, get in there, take a couple hacks at the plate. You know, don't let him sit for 3 days. You get a little mold on him. Get out there and, you know, because it's hot, get that sweat pumping. And let's see what he can bring to the equation. Because sooner or later, at some point in his career, he's going to have to face right-handed pitching. I mean, he can't be just that guy.
That's a whole other Orioles organization.
Oh, well, yeah. And I hear what you're saying. But Kjerstad had a fair opportunity. Kowser was out for 2 months. O'Neill's been on the IL 3 times. Sed was on the IL. He got at-bats. And he seemed to regress more than anything else.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, defensively, too, because you're absolutely right. You can't ignore the defense. But I thought at times last year, they even threw him in left field a few times, and he wasn't terrible. I mean, maybe I'm grading on a curve with him, but I felt like he showed himself a little bit more capable defensively in 23 and last year than he did this year. This year, it was like never played baseball in your life.
Yeah.
And, you know, Elias.
He put Mateo on the IL, ran into him.
That's confidence. True. I don't think he has any confidence in the outfield.
Could be.
Don't hit it to me. Don't hit it to me.
Right. Yeah. If that's the case, guess what's happening? It's coming to you.
How about this, though? Maybe I don't see Dave Parker turning into, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Give him a first baseman's mitt. Get to know this bag. Learn it.
Right.
Let it be your friend.
And Mayo,
I don't think outfield's his future.
But defensively for both of them, Mayo and Kerstad, it should be a huge concern. And Elias can say that we're not willing to slot a 23 to 26-year-old in as a DH right away. Obviously, you wouldn't want to do that, but where's the development? Where is the defensive progression? Because like I just said, you could argue Kerstad was a better defensive player, limited sample size, the last 2 years than he was this year. Why is he going the wrong way? With more, in theory, what should be better coaching at the major league level.
Brandon Hyde's fault.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.